Hey, Yael, interested in a stock tip?
I guess.
Invest in companies that make sunscreen.
Okay, why?
Because atmospheric aerosol levels are decreasing.
What's atmospheric aerosol?
Well, an aerosol is any small particle floating in the atmosphere, like water particles, dust, and pollutants.
And they have something to do with sunscreen.
I was getting to that. See, aerosols in the atmosphere act as a sort of global sunscreen. They scatter sunlight, reflecting some of it back into space. The less sunlight reaching Earth, the less the Earth warms up.
So you're saying that atmospheric aerosol acts as a sort of counterbalance to global warming created by greenhouse gases?
Sort of. But as I said, scientists believe that, for various reasons, global aerosol levels are going down. This could be due to legislation in Europe and other places to curb air pollution. It's probably also partly due to natural causes. In any case, the point is that overall, more sunlight is coming through the atmosphere, and so it's brighter and hotter.
Hence, investing in sunscreen. Okay, but wait, if atmospheric aerosol reflects sunlight, why not put more of it back into the atmosphere as a way to decrease global warming?
I thought of that too, but the problem is that man-made aerosols tend to pollute the atmosphere and cause asthma, allergies, and other health problems. The lesson, I think, is that if we can significantly reduce the amount of aerosols in the atmosphere, we can also reduce atmospheric greenhouse gases, which is the only real way to curb global warming.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Michael Mashenko at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.